This interview is with Robert Hicks, and the interviewer is Les Graham.
Tell me about your life before college. Where did you live and grow up?
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. Most of my family's from Cleveland. Actually, my great-grandparents immigrated through Ellis Island from Croatia back in, you know, right around the turn of the century, and lived in Cleveland as a very small child, and then ended up moving to Connecticut and spending most of my childhood actually in Connecticut in Fairfield County, which is now kind of a bedroom community to New York City. Fairfield County, Westport, Stamford, Bridgeport area, and lived there through the middle part of high school, and then ended up moving to Florida at about, I was 16 years old, and spent the next couple of years of high school in Florida. Graduated back in 1987, and then lived in Florida for about three or four additional years. Having a lot of fun, living on the beach, that sort of lifestyle, and you know, going to junior college, working my way towards my undergrad degree, and then ended up moving to North Carolina and finishing my degree at Appalachian State University.
What did you major in?
Actually, I majored in political science and minored in marketing and public relations. The original thought was that I was going to go to law school right out of college, but as the old country song that someone wrote goes, I ran out of time and money, so I didn't end up going to law school. Come from a family of attorneys, so that was sort of my predestined path, but just didn't end up happening.
Right, yeah. My father was an attorney, so, but I never considered it. Why are you taking the Masters of Entrepreneurship program?
A couple different reasons. First of all, I want to add to my resume and get a little bit more formal training in a business program, and hopefully through this 21 month course, I'm going to be able to come up with a business plan and a business model for a couple of different ideas that I have had floating around for, you know, a decade or two. Some of the ideas are in finance and banking, others are in the renewable energies industry, others are in the insurance industry. So I'm taking a course to, you know, broaden my knowledge, beef up my resume, and then figure out if I, in fact, am going to start my own company, which is something my wife and I have talked about doing for quite a while.
I noticed on your work experience, one of the things, you worked in Florida, Solar City. Is that an area, I don't know if renewable energy is something that you're looking at to start a business?
Yes, absolutely. When I graduated from Appalachian State University, I actually moved back to Florida, spent a couple of years working for Solar City. They're the largest distributor of solar equipment east of the Mississippi River. So my territory was, as the regional manager for the Tampa location, which was their largest distribution center, and my territory was the west coast of Florida. I also exported photovoltaic and domestic hot water systems to Central America, the Caribbean, and further developed the local Florida market as well. So with that experience, it's always something I've wanted to get back into. I think it's obviously a growing business. Renewable energies is a is an area that's going to continue to grow with, you know, this country's energy needs, and I think that it would be a great market to look at doing up here in Western North Carolina specifically.
Okay, just to cover the bases, what are some of the, after Solar City, tell me about your jobs after that.
After I moved to Solar City, I moved back to North Carolina. Florida, quite frankly, was just too hot. Just didn't really like living there. My daughter was very young at the time, and I just didn't want to raise her in Florida. So moved back to North Carolina and ended up going to work for an automotive dealership. Had to find work, so I applied for a sales position, sold cars for about 6 weeks. Didn't really like it. I was good at it. I was quote-unquote leading the board after my second month in the business, but there was just too much downtime. It was just kind of boring. Sales is something I've always excelled in and been interested in, but I didn't want to sit around the dealership and sell cars. So I went to the general manager and told him that I wasn't interested in being a salesperson anymore, but that if the finance manager's position opened up, I might look at that. And coincidentally, within about a week, the finance manager left, and I was put in the finance office, and that started, about an 8-year run in the automotive industry.
And after the automotive industry, tell me about, I see you're with Carolina First Bank. Tell me about that position.
Yeah, I'm a special assets officer with Carolina First Bank, also referred to as a workout banker. I work specifically in the commercial loan department for Western North Carolina, and have been essentially loss mitigation and collections banker for the last 5 years. I was a relationship manager and commercial loan officer with the bank for a short period of time, but I've spent most of my time in special assets. And
is it a challenging position?
Yeah, it is, especially now. 5 years ago, there weren't a whole lot of bad loans on the books, and as we all know, in the last 3 years, the economy's tanked, real estate's tanked, and Western North Carolina is very heavy. A lot of the banks are very heavy in real estate as far as the assets securing loans, because there are a lot of developments, a lot of second homes being built, and that market segment just crashed. So for the last 2 years, I have been busier than I would like to be, but in these uncertain times, at least the position is pretty well secured.
Right, you have a stable job. You mentioned, in addition for your future entrepreneurial activities, you mentioned like solar or other renewables, and you also mentioned finance. Would it be, I'm not sure, what type is consulting or a business or what type?
Well, one thought is, depending on how the next economic cycle goes and the next banking cycle goes, I'm thinking about actually opening my own regional bank.
Wow.
And it may be, and it'll be a timing issue. It'll be, raising a fair amount of capital, probably $250 million to do it right.
Yeah, that's
and what that? What was that, Walt?
Oh, no, ambitious goal. No, I think it's great.
Yeah, so that's one thought, and it's going to be really a timing issue, and I'm going to, I've seen some of the senior management at the bank, one particular individual who was the chairman of the bank that started his own regional bank back in the mid-90s. The timing was right. I've worked with him for the last 5 years, and a number of other senior folks here at Carolina First that have come from other banks. I know a lot of the other banking officers and CEOs in the area, Asheville Savings Bank, Bank of Asheville, Southern Community, Home Trust, a number of smaller regional banks, and I've gotten familiar with the way they started, what was necessary to get it going, and my job experience. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, right, especially the ugly, and what not to do, what kinds of loans.
Is excellent for that.
Yeah, what kind of loans not to make, and I'm familiar with the credit side of the business, both with my automotive experience as a finance director, here at the bank, especially at the bank.
Right. No, it sounds like an excellent idea and a good opportunity.
That's one of the ideas. The other one that I mentioned was insurance. My wife is pretty expert in her field in group life and health. And one of the other ideas that we've had is starting up our own insurance agency, whether it be a franchise like Allstate or State Farm, or whether we would just start our own private firm. That's the insurance idea. And then the other one is sort of a blend of the two, which also incorporates as its core renewable energies industry, and that would be a combination of supplying renewable energy products to the end user and actually having a secondary arm, a sister corporation, if you will, that's a finance company that would actually finance the solar equipment to the end user. So you'd be getting it on the retail side with the equipment, and then you'd also be getting it on the finance side by providing financing for your own products.
No, I think that's a good idea. Also, I think people need with the tax credits, I think people might need assistance working through that.
Yeah, and I'm not as up to speed on that as I used to be. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, when solar was getting big in Florida, there were a lot of federal tax credits that really made it attractive. And in fact, there was a big push in the Tampa region, specifically Tampa Electric Company, which was called TECO, T-E-C-O for short. They were looking at having to make a huge capital investment of building another power plant to supply the Tampa Bay area with electricity for regular consumers. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to spend, $500 million on a new power plant whatever it was at that time, it may have been more than $200 million to $300 million range. What they did was they teamed up with companies like SolarCity and actually partnered with us. It was very David and Goliath type story, but the electric company, because it served their needs, ended up coming to the table and coming up with different credits for their customers to convert a portion of their usage to domestic hot water, which is the biggest expenditure of any single-family residence. It's electricity for making your hot water. That's what you spend most of your money on. So they partnered with us so that they could service more people with their existing power plant and not have to shell out a bunch of money to build another one.
No, all of your ideas, I think, have excellent potential. I guess to end the interview, tell me about your personal interests outside of work and business.
Well, I've been a musician of sorts since I was a kid, in and out of rock and roll bands, if you will. I guess I guess my original entrepreneur, the original entrepreneur in me wanted to be a rock and roll star. That didn't happen. I learned at an early age that the lifestyle choices to be a rock star just weren't something I was going to be able to deal with for the long term. So I still play music.
Good.
That's something I'm very involved with. I'd actually am looking at putting another band together as a creative outlet for myself. It's a good stress reliever and a lot of fun. My wife and I enjoy traveling. Locally. We actually love Western North Carolina. Anytime we go on vacation, especially if we go out of the country or out of the region, whenever we come back home, we always end up looking at each other and realize that we do live in paradise. So we are hoping to stay here. Our daughter is a junior in high school, so we're very active in her activities with the Hendersonville Symphony Youth Orchestra and the high school marching band.
Great.
So we're Friday night football games, and we're members of the East Henderson High Band Booster Committee to raise money for their various band programs. So we spend a lot of our free time fundraising.
Excellent. Quite busy between work and the extracurricular. Anything you'd like to add, Robert, before to end the interview?
I certainly appreciate you calling, and looking forward to getting to know you better and everyone else in the class. Hopefully this interview will give folks a little bit of insight into me, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time and taking the interest to do it.
No, thank you, Robert, for taking your time at work. I appreciate it. Okay, I'll
absolutely.